We begin front and center this morning with a camping trip, perhaps. This new group that we've mentioned called Tenter, new business, is off and running. Michael DeAugustino is the founder and CEO and is with us this morning. Michael, welcome to the opening bell.
Thanks so much, Steve. Good morning.
We had this story yesterday. It was a passing headline, and as we, through the day, went through and looked at the website, we got more excited as we started planning for today's segment about this, because it really is, and I don't want to put this off in any way, but it's sort of like the Airbnb for camping, isn't it?
there are a lot of comparisons, I think, to Airbnb. I think we've stood on Airbnb's shoulders in a little, in some respects, in terms of using the sharing economy to really help people monetize their biggest asset, which is their land that's just sitting there. And we wanted to try to figure out a way to use technology to help people from the city get out and enjoy the beautiful countryside in a way that was easy and what we like to call dirt simple.
Yeah, and you've chosen the name Tenter. It's spelled T-E-N-T-R-R. Talk to us a little bit about the name.
Sure. My wife and I came up with this name as we were driving back from a disastrous camping trip. And the name popped into our head after the idea sprang upon us. And we went to try to reserve the URL, and T-E-N-T-E-R was available. It was also about $60,000 to buy it. So we decided, how about T-E-N-T-R-R? So that's really the story behind the name, which I've really come to love. That's about how the name came about. And now it's gotten to be kind of a quirky thing that we really like.
When you decided you were going to move forward with this, what were the first things that you had to do, and what were the initial challenges getting this off the ground?
Yeah, so the idea for the business came about just a few years ago, and the first challenges were convincing people that rural landowners would want to participate in the economics of outdoor discovery and would want to have these sort of elaborate campsites set up on their property. So the first challenge was convincing venture capitalists that, man, this was a good idea that they should put money behind. We managed to raise the first $1 million of seed capital with the venture capital group here in New York City. The good news is, by the time we went out to raise our latest round of financing earlier this year, the venture capital community was very, very well versed on this industry and this market that we're in. So, in the intervening 3 years, I think we've been part of a movement to have people get outside and use the sharing economy to do this stuff.
Michael, hang on with us, because we are going to come back and continue our conversation. We're going to look at some of the sites and talk more about the business model with Michael DeAugustino, the founder and CEO of Tenter. A better way to camp, the slogan line. Tenter makes it dirt simple to unlock outdoor experiences. Michael, surfing your site here, we're seeing a common theme. You have a wooden platform with a nice tent and even a nice bed put on top of this. Explain, if you could, more. Maybe you could better illustrate what a campsite looked like.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the idea here was that we really wanted to make a standardized experience for people so that when they could go out to a tent or campsite to a new property, they would know that each of these campsites was going to be exactly the same. And it's going to be set up in a way that's going to provide comfort and style, but you're still going to feel like you've done something. So each campsite is comprised of a large platform that these beautiful tents sit on that are made for us by a family company out in Denver, Colorado. There's, as you said, a bed, bedside tables. There's a stove inside the tent for chilly nights. There's a picnic table with dry storage inside it, a grill, benches, Adirondack chairs. So it's sort of a fully equipped camping. And so instead of glamping, as some people have referred to our business model as, or you know, it's really just fully equipped camping, everything you need and nothing that you don't.
And each one of the sites has sort of a different pool to it. I was looking at the one Starlight, Starbright. The campsite is really close to farm-to-table restaurants. Pick your own farms and breweries. Enjoy hiking and swimming. And each one of them has different activities and different things that are included at each one of these locations.
Absolutely, absolutely. We work very hard to curate each one of these sites so that the land itself that this campsite sits on is going to be beautiful. There's going to be a wow factor. There's going to be a secret swimming hole or hiking trails right on the property. In addition to that, we also make sure that our campers know the best activities to do locally. And we also allow the landowner, who we call a camp keeper, to offer any paid amenities that they'd like to the camper. And we also encourage them to make sure that their campers are getting the hyper-local color on what the best things to do in the community are. So you're really getting to live like a local for the period of time that you're staying at the Tentra campsite.
What are the challenges of the curation part of this? What sort of landowners are you looking for to be the best partners with you in this?
Sure. Yeah. So of course we want landowners who are going to be enthusiastic and are interested in sharing their land. Beyond that, it's really about the land itself, making sure that our campers are going to have a private, secluded place where they're going to be able to go. So really we say the rule of thumb is about 15 acres or more of land to start with. And then we send a scout out to the property to meet with the landowner. So every single piece of property that has a Tentra campsite on it has been scouted by a Tentra scout. And that scout is making sure that the property is accessible, that there's privacy, that there's seclusion, and we have what we kind of call a run-around naked rule, which means that wherever the campsite's going to be, you should be able to run around naked without scaring the neighbors.
Right, or the wildlife. Well, the wildlife, maybe not. And that's the beauty. The beauty of this is this does seem like, and it, according to the pictures, you're there on this site by yourself. So it's not like, you know, a regular campground where you go put up a tent and there'll be like 50 other people around. This really is, you really do have that seclusion.
Exactly. So, Steve, it just didn't make sense to me. I've been camping since I was a little kid. And then as I got older, moved to New York City and became an investment banker, didn't have very much time to spend on leisure activities. But when I could get away, I wanted to get out of the city and just relax and see some stars and see some grass, maybe a frog or two. So it got harder and harder for me to enjoy the great outdoors, how and when and where I wanted to, participating in activities like going to campgrounds. And it made less and less sense to me that you would take people who are living on top of each other in the city and move them to the countryside, to a campground where they're living on top of each other, except in a tent. It didn't make sense to me. I don't think it's the way that a lot of people today, a lot of millennials, want to experience the outdoors. And again, it is about, I think today, having an experience. So I think what Tentra does is we basically build forts in the woods for adults that are really special on special pieces of property that allow you to have really unique, one-of-a-kind experiences that, as you say, you can't really achieve from going to a campground where you're surrounded by lots of other people and it may be kind of crowded, noisy, and sort of not the way you want to spend the weekend, perhaps.
Let's talk about the price model here real quickly. And then also, you're on the East Coast now, but I see a big giant map of the country there. I bet you're thinking about expanding.
Absolutely, we are. In fact, we're in the process this week of expanding out to the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and hoping to fill in between. So my goal is, in the not-too-distant future, to be able to get in my car in New York City and drive across the country and stay in a different tent or campsite every night along the way.
And the pricing structure here seems pretty competitive as well, based on what we're seeing here. Are the amenities for each one of these sites? How did you come up with the pricing structure?
So what we started out with was a suggested pricing structure, and the landowner actually sets the price for his or her own campsite. We don't actually do that, though we do give guidance and we do set a floor of $100 per night. And what you're getting for a minimum of $100 a night is bringing up to 12 of your friends to stay in this private, secluded, fully equipped campsite in a beautiful place. And it's not a per person rate. It's a nightly rate for the entire site. So it gets to be pretty inexpensive pretty darn quickly, depending on the number of people you have. And then that nightly rate simply gets split 80-20 between Tenter and the landowner. So the landowner keeps 80% of the proceeds, and Tenter keeps 20. I think it's one of the best values around for a fantastic, unique experience.
Michael, we wish you all the best with this. Can't wait until you expand to other places in the country. We'll be following that very closely, and we'd like to have you on again sometime.
Steve, appreciate it, and we'll keep you posted.
All right, thank you. Michael DeAugustino, the founder and CEO of Tenter. Again, you can find them online at TENTRR.com, and you can follow them at Tenter as well, TENTRR.